A long time ago, when the world wasn't old, a young princess named Merida was accompanied by her father, King Lucius. "You are to marry Prince Calus and make our kingdom stronger." "No, I am not going to marry, and you can't make me," roared Merida. "I can rule a kingdom by myself." "All right, Merida, you shall prove yourself worthy. You shall slay the Dagrin, a beast of many creatures," the king explained. "You will set off tomorrow." Merida woke up bright and early, getting ready for the journey ahead. She came downstairs and saw her father was standing there with an object in his hand. "Merida, take this bow and arrows for your journey." Merida cautiously stepped into her boat and sailed into the horizon. She arrived at a deserted island full of crooked trees and mountains. Merida jumped off the rocking boat with the bow and arrows in her right hand and her satchel on her other shoulder. While tying the boat to a post, Merida observed the dark forest and saw a little cottage. She ran to the hut and opened the door. As she did this, an arrow shot straight to her face. Fortunately, Merida ducked and it shot straight past her. An old lady was brewing a potion. The old lady had lots of strange potions on her shelves. "Excuse me, do you have any transportation potions?" muttered Merida. "Oh yes, dear," replied the old lady. The strange old lady pulled out a green triangle bottle from the top shelf. Merida took the bottle from the old lady's hand and slowly drank all of the potion. In a split second, Merida was transported to the mountains. As soon as Merida pulled out her grappling hook, she saw that the end of her arrow had a trail of light shooting out of the tip of the iron. Merida followed the shooting light around a rock. When Merida peered round, she saw a pair of white wings on the wall. As she took them off of the dented wall, they suddenly flew onto her back. Merida flew up to the cave where the Dagrin roamed. As she approached the dark, eerie mountain cave, she smelt a foul stench of smoke emanating from the end of the cave. Merida found herself staring into flames of fire. As she stepped cautiously across the crooked concrete floor, she saw bone scattered all over the dented floor. She caught a glimpse of a long twisted snake's tail and a spark of flames. Merida came closer and saw the Dagrin, a creature with a head of a horse, tail of a snake, body of a lion, paws of a jaguar, beak of an eagle, and wings of a dragon. Merida approached the beast. They were face to face at last. She saw the beast head on, but there was a glint in the Dagrin's eye. Merida had to slay the creature. She pulled out her bow and arrows and was ready to shoot. As soon as Merida let go of the arrow, the beast awoke and dodged the point. The Dagrin struck Merida and she flew to the wall and fell onto the blood-stained floor. She rose with dust covering the air. Merida smelt the creature coming closer and closer. Her arrow was ready to shoot. It shot the beast. The creature fell to the floor. into a deep sleep that would last forever. Merida tore off the Dagorin's front tooth and took it for safekeeping. Her boat was still there waiting for her. While she was sailing back, she saw the clouds open up and the sun beam out. Merida was home at last. King Lucius was standing there with an unfamiliar face. It was Prince Kallus. As Merida walked down the steps, she handed the Dagorin's tooth to her father, and the guard sent Prince Kallus away. The king prepared a feast for Merida's successful return, and the feast lasted all night.